When the new inhabitants move into the tower, they already have a roof over their head. So they just typically mark their space with a few curtains or sheets. Slowly, from found materials, walls rise, and people create their space out of any found objects or materials. It's remarkable to see the design decisions that they're making. Like when everything is made out of red bricks, some residents will cover that red brick with another layer of red brick patterned wallpaper, just to make it a kind of clean finish. The inhabitants literally built up these homes with their own hands, and this labor of love instills a great sense of pride in many families living in this tower. They typically make the best out of their conditions and try to make their spaces look nice and homey, or at least up until as far as they can reach. Throughout the tower, you come across all kinds of services, like the barber, small factories, and like every floor has like a little grocery store or shop. And you even find a church. And on the 30th floor, there's a gym where all the weights and barbells are made out of the leftover pulleys from the elevators, which were never installed. From the outside, behind this always changing facade, you see how the fixed concrete beams provide a framework for the inhabitants to create their homes in an organic, intuitive way that responds directly to their needs. Let's go now to Africa, to Nigeria, to a community called Makoko, a slum where 150,000 people live just meters above the Lagos Lagoon.